This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 464 for Wednesday, July 5th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are stronger on Wednesday, gleaning support from gains in Chicago soy oil. At the final settlement, the November canola contract advances $23.70 at $763.10 per ton, and the January contract gains $23.40 at $767.90 per ton. Additional support is coming from modest increases in Malaysian palm oil, while European rapeseed is mixed. Chicago soybeans are a pinch higher, while soy meal slips back. Global crude oil prices are pushing upward, especially West Texas Intermediate, with spillover fighting its way into the vegetable oils. While prairie temperatures are to remain in the low to mid 20 degrees Celsius, the eastern half is expected to get rain as the week progresses. The western half of the prairies is forecast to remain dry. The Canadian dollar is weaker on Wednesday afternoon. The loonie falls back to 75.28 U.S. cents compared to Tuesday's close of 75.65. As the United States markets reopened this morning after Tuesday's holiday, the commodities are trading off of the U.S. Department of Agriculture's crop progress report as well as the weather outlook. While the Corn Belt is forecast to get rain in the coming days, the amounts are not as much as initially thought, now at 1 to 3 inches. The USDA reports the May soybean crush came to 189.28 million bushels. That's 4.6% more than in May 2022, and it's a new record for the month. Soy oil stocks are 2.83 billion pounds. The department also says the May grain crush took in 437.54 million bushels of corn, well above trade expectations. Another day, another Russian official says the Black Sea export deal will not be renewed when it expires on July 18th. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are slightly higher on Wednesday after trading each side of unchanged. The November contract nudges up a penny at $13.55 per bushel. August soy oil jumps 1.36 cents at 65.03 U.S. cents per pound. August soy meal loses $1.60 at $410.10 per short ton. Corn turns lower as its September contract sheds 3 cents at $4.85 per bushel. Oats are stronger with its September contract vaulting 25 cents at $4.13. The U.S. wheat complex is stronger as well, with Chicago September rising 32.5 cents at $6.74. Kansas City September shoots up 50 cents at $8.46. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis September jumps 44 cents at $8.53. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday, July 5th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.